The Lord is passionate about being with you, heart dwellers. He took me to task today because I was going to forego the message. But through my husband Ezekiel, he let me know he was not pleased with my decision. So here I am, still stinging a bit, but ready to obey. Please don't be upset with me, Claire, the Lord began. I just want to see a little more consistency because I do have ministry to these souls and I count on you to deliver it in a timely fashion. I'm sorry, Lord. I will do better with your help. Thank you. I knew you'd say that. Some of these souls are starving to death for a word of encouragement. Some are so devastated by churches and church people that they're about to give up on me. I send them here to be loved. Many stay in the background, just observing how others are treated, biding their time and coming forward when they're comfortable doing so. I need for you to be faithful for them all. Truly, you have a little following that loves to hear my voice through you. Don't underestimate the power of my words through you. They do way more than you could ever think or hope for. Fruit in heaven, dearest, fruit in heaven. He was toying with our wedding ring again. Oh, my little Claire, you just have no idea. And for now it is better this way. It really is. But I do have a word for tonight. I want everyone who's serious about me on this channel to move forward without looking back. Even as I told you earlier, no one is worthy of me who puts his hand to the plow and then turns around to look back. I want you all to press in. I'm telling you this for your own good. This is a steep upward climb and you cannot afford to fall behind. I have plans for you, my heart dwellers. I have plans. Many of you have been aching for the gift of healing and other gifts to bring relief to the suffering. I am preparing you for these gifts. Everyone loves to look at those who are front runners in ministry, but little do they realize exactly how much it costs them. For those of you who are truly committed to me, you're going to find out. Claire and Ezekiel have suffered much to be in this position with me, and yet they too are hungry to grow and be more of service in my kingdom. But I must tell you, you will die to your flesh if you follow me. There will be nights like tonight, when Claire just wanted to go to bed because Ezekiel had been in intercessory suffering all day, and she wore herself out with concern and prayer. But I needed her, and I called her to forego sleep and listen for my message to you. And I have given her the grace to be here and obey. There are times when you'd rather write someone off, but I will ask you to go the further mile to restore peace, even though you are not in the wrong. There are times when I will ask you to do something that will bring down the censorship and calumny of other people. You will lose face with them and lose friends and relatives. You will have to choose between them and me. There will be times of reproof and correction, even humiliation. Will you keep going for me when you've been embarrassed by my word? Will you continue to follow me if your spouse threatens to leave you? What did I say? If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. That's Luke 14. Both Claire and Ezekiel know exactly what that means. They have both lost spouses and children who did not understand what it means to belong to me. I'm not suggesting you make any rash moves, but I am warning you that it may come to that. If it does, it will be painfully clear that you cannot continue on in that relationship. There will be no mistake about it. Some of you are called to remain and endure unjust persecution from your spouses and offer to me for their hardened hearts. This will cost you much. You ask, where's the joy in all this? The answer is simple. It is an interior joy. The joy of me living, moving, and breathing life through you to others. It is the interior life, way below the surface of the ocean, where the squalls and storms toss you to and fro on the surface of the water. No, here at these depths we are swimming in together. There is joy. There is peace. There is a happiness and satisfaction that no one at the surface can enjoy. It's a hidden joy that few truly see, but it's evident by your calm nature as you take things in stride, knowing that the only thing that matters in your life is my approval of you. This is not for everyone. Count the cost. But if you are longing for the life of the first apostles, reflect on what they suffered and gave up to serve me. How will you know I am calling you to this? You will find that nothing in this world can satisfy you. No matter how much of me you have, if you're holding back, you will not be happy. You will want more and more and more. This is where most stop. A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, "Come, for everything is now ready." But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, "I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me." And another said, "I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to try them out. Please excuse me." Still another said, "I just got married, so I can't come." That's Luke 24. And so they sell their lives short, always wondering what it would have been like to follow me wholeheartedly when I made the first invitation. "Wow, Lord, I did that. I missed your first invitation." The next 2 years were terrible and lukewarm and filled with remorse that I passed by an opportunity to truly live for you. But when I finally got that second chance, wow, never in my life have I had more of you. You were blessed, my love. Not all get a second chance. But I knew you would not be happy. I knew you wanted more. Some of you listening to this message now recognize yourself in her. You're still wondering if you'll have another chance. That is a decision you will have to make. But I will tell you this, if you put it off for too long, you will never do it. Many give me the dregs of their lives, the leftovers. Yes, I'll take that. I'll take whatever you want to give me. But you will wish you had made that decision when you were younger. Some of you are young and vigorous and looking forward to a well-paying career after university studies. I will warn you now, if you survive in that climate, you may come out without any faith at all. Some of you may choose a Bible school and study to be a pastor, having an eye on a well-paid job and insurance, etc. You are still thinking like the world. If you want to follow me, you will have to follow your heart. None of my apostles were educated, except the one who betrayed me. That should tell you something. Everything in the Gospels is an allegory for your present day. The men who most succeeded with me were simple men of heart and on fire. They fell in love with me and wanted only what I had to give them. Peter left a lucrative fishing business with employees, servants, a wife, and children. Matthew was well on his way in a lucrative government job, working his way up the ladder to a higher position. Later on, Luke was a physician with a thriving practice, a substantial income, and the promise of a comfortable life with social status and favor. All these men had worked hard to get themselves into a secure position with the promise for a good life. All of them recognized the pearl of great price, turned their backs on the world, and followed me. And what about you? Who do you say I am? What does my invitation mean to you? Have your parents set you up for a college education and you dare not disappoint them? Do you go to college class after college class, coming away feeling like you're wasting your time and moving in the wrong direction? Well, you probably are if you feel that way. So what must you do to follow me? Like the rich young ruler, go, sell all you have, give it to the poor, and then come and follow me. Just like in the beginning. And where do you go? Wherever my spirit is moving, wherever miracles are being done in my name, wherever people are risking their lives to bring the gospel, wherever your heart leads you, because I dwell in your heart and I advise you from your heart. I put my desires for you, which are truly your desires, in your heart. Yes, you can choose Bible college, but I'll ask you this. What do you want to learn? All about the Bible and how to run a church? Or my ways? You will not learn of my ways until you go out among the people and learn to identify with their sorrows and successes. You will only learn to love as I loved when you go out among them, living as they live, being there in all diverse situations of life that they encounter, with me only as their helper. You see, this invitation is a call to strip your lives of the world and plunge into the sea of hurting humanity with only my voice to guide you. Above all else, follow your heart. Follow love. Go with the anointing and learn. Learn to work with others and learn how to be true to me alone in the midst of contradictions. Yes, I will be with you to the degree you sacrifice. To that degree will I be with you. I will never leave your side, and you will learn my ways firsthand. The only requirement is the desire to love me and love your brother. You may not be there yet, but if that's the passion of your heart, I've put it there. And I will bring it to pass. Deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me.